you just pay whatever the price calls for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they know that business operates.
Do you do any advertising in the Chinese community?
No.
Do you do any advertising in the non-Chinese?
My business and the travel business usually by the word of mouth. They're satisfied with the services that we render. Then they tell someone else. And that's how we build our business as a travel agency, too. Travel business is a rough business. It's not that easy. But like anything else, any business that you run is a rough business. So is a restaurant, which is even rougher now with all the other restaurants that's growing up. And food business is... Right now, I think the food business is the hardest business. Your labor is on your back all the time because you're hiring Chicanos. And of course, you know, in the old days, Chinese, they work... in the old days, to start off with, they work every day in a year. They don't have any day off. Now, at least they have one day off since World War II. Now the government come down and say they cannot work more than 8 hours. So you have your went back to work here as dishwasher. They can't work any more than 8 hours minimum wages. So all in all, with the labor board on your back, it's very hard to make money. In the food business today.
How have wages changed for example, a waiter, you know, from before the war when you had this restaurant and up till now? What were the wages roughly before the war?
In the old days, I think it was $1 a day. $1 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $30, that's all. I don't think they pay for the extra one day. You just get paid $1 a day, $30 a month. You keep your own tip.
Mm-hmm. And that was for more than an 8 hour day.
Right? Oh, yeah, it's 10 hours. 10. Yeah. I think the cook do 12, the waiter do 10, because the cook got to come in and chop.
Mm-hmm. And what's it up to now?
8 hours.
And wage? It's by a
minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they make their money off of tips, with the exception of the cook, which they would, you know, meet very easily as far as standard minimum wage concerned.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough business, getting too tough to be in, really. And we hope to retire from this one of these days.
You have to pass it on to your children.
No, I don't think there would be a fifth generation running this business. They don't want it. I can see the reason why. If they're well educated, with a professional background, whatever it is, it beats working 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They only work 5 days, 8 hours a day, and then when they leave the office, they leave everything behind. They don't have any responsibility anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they have good benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Why give up that? Sure. Mm-hmm. If the whole picture changed when the immigrants start to come into here to stay, because prior to that, it would be a very good business to have a second generation somewhere, you know, a chain or whatever. But when the immigrants start coming in here and the only thing they know how to do is to open restaurants, and when the whole of Southern California is saturated with them, and people don't have to come down to Chinatown any longer to get Chinese food, they can get around the corner. Why travel that long? And with the energy shortage, plus the fact that the adverse publicity about the gang killing down here in Chinatown, it didn't enhance the American public to come down to Chinatown any longer. Mm-hmm. Consequently, you know, you don't have American people coming down to Chinatown, period.
Mm-hmm.
All you see down here is mostly now is a lot of Spanish-speaking people on the weekend, you know, sprinkle of white, but mostly Chinese now. And we don't do Chinese business.
Hmm. You really don't get many Chinese people coming in here to eat either.
We do a lot of Japanese trade from overseas, from a tour group or Japanese company, you know, who entertains, we do the Japanese trade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think this will probably do it.